Vice President Kwesi Mesa-Arthur is meeting the Economic Policy Coordinating Committee in a quarterly meeting to review some policy interventions on the economy since January. The committee is made up of the Ministry of Finance, Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Ghana Statistical Service and the National Development Planning Commission. The committee has a responsibility, among other things, to remove bottlenecks with regard to doing business in Ghana and the bureaucracies as far as executing projects by government or the private sector are concerned. A Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Mutala Mohammed, spoke on the meeting at a daily media briefing at Flagstaff House in Accra.
They will look at some of the policies, successes they have chopped, challenges therein, and then they prescribe solutions to overcoming those challenges. It is significant to also understand that considering where we're coming from 2013, with regards to the huge budget deficit and the initiative government took to ensure that unless some of these things do not happen, I think that these meetings couldn't have come at a better time than now. You realize that some of the high expenditure in terms of agencies and ministry was also occasioned by the fact that there wasn't that much coordinated efforts in seeing how certain government projects could be executed or implemented. So you can find one ministry or one agency doing something and another ministry or agency doing the same thing. But if this coordination was effective and efficient, at least one ministry would have done that and done that effectively. So that is the purpose of this meeting.
Mutala Mohammed answered a question on whether some policy interventions regarding strengthening the economy are yielding results.
Well, I think that it is not alien to all of us that we had a huge budget deficit, and we did indicate here time and again that budget deficit can only be occasioned by either huge expenditure or low revenue. And if you have a country like Ghana that has the potential of generating enough revenue if the necessary mechanisms are put in place, then to be able to reduce the expenditure, you have to indeed improve your ways by which you can generate enough revenue. We indicated the bottlenecks in terms of revenue mobilization. These are some of the challenges. And I believe that there have been some successes, the mechanisms put in place to close the loopholes of our revenue. It's just one of those challenges. There was also a huge challenge of agencies overspending. And this thing is a challenge that we all agree. The coordinated effort, like I indicated, will prevent such. And if you have duplication of even projects that are executed by government because of the lack of coordination, with this coordination, I think that some of those things would also be solved.
You heard the Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Mutala Mohammed.